Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tony Gwynn Jr. And Tony, we appreciate you jumping on with us. What do you think about the moves they've made? Three moves that get two closers. Yimmy! We just like saying his name. Sorry, Tony. Yimmy Garcia from the Marlins, and as well as Kendall Graveman, whose numbers – there aren't a lot of closers or relievers whose numbers are better than Ryan Presley's, but Kendall Graveman of the Mariners, his actually are. What did you think about those additions to this bullpen?
I like both of them. I mean, there's a reason why the Mariner players were ticked off that they moved their best reliever. Graveman's having a terrific year. We've talked almost all season long about how Houston needed extra arms in that bullpen. Starters have seemed to start to kind of round into shape, but that bullpen is, aside from Presley, has been a little shaky. And you add an arm like Graveman, you add an arm like Yimmy Garcia, who was a dependable arm for the Dodgers when they were going through their runs, and now having a good year with the Marlins. I think the Astros addressed the bullpen need. Now, there's still a big fish out there that, you know, the Astros are rumored to be in on, and that's Craig Kimbrel. But if they don't, I think they can feel pretty good about the moves they have. Because certainly they didn't need to address the offense. This offense is one of the best offenses in the league.
Tony, does the Craig Kimbrel move at this point for the Astros, does it even make sense?
I you can never have too many. You can never have too many arms. I mean, especially – In the playoffs, and we see how year after year managers are letting the starters go less innings in that bullpen or during the playoffs, and that bullpen is relied upon. So you can never have too many. But like I said, if they don't end up making a move for Kimbrel, they've done plenty to address the needs that they have, and they're going to be a tough team to catch and a tough team to beat in the playoffs down the stretch.
Joining us right now, our sports radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. So if they, let's say they stop right now, I'm with you. Craig Kimbrel, go get him. Get it. I mean, if you're going to try to win it with this window, go and get him right now. They haven't given up a lot to get these two. But if they if they stay where they are, Kendall Graveman has been, as you said, Seattle's best reliever. What would you say should be the order of how to get to the end of a game, 7th, 8th, and 9th for this team now?
Listen, I don't think you move Presley at this point. I don't know that Graveman has the cachet to just move Presley. Presley's been excellent all season long. I don't think you rock that boat. Now, Kimbrel's a different story. You get him, he's a bona fide closer and has done it in the toughest situations. So maybe you have that conversation then. But I think Presley's still your guy. I think you've bolstered now your 7th, 8th innings. And you got some young arms still around there that can get out. So I personally keep Presley in that closer spot. I use Graveman to set him up. And, you know, and you can use Yimmy kind of as a 6 or 7 any guy as well.
Tony, what about the – I mean, because we hadn't seen these guys yet. We don't know what the hell they're going to look like in an Astros uniform.
Right.
You know, we don't know if Click's going to make another move or not. It wouldn't surprise me before Friday. But something we do know about is the starting rotation for the Astros. And you've got one older arm in Zach Greinke, and you've got several young arms in starting roles right now that may or may not have been injured throughout the year at one time or another. Hell, Urquidy's been hurt two different times. How concerned should Astros fans be about these young guys not being able to navigate 162 games or even Greinke not being able to navigate 162 games where the workload for either or just becomes a problem?
I think at this point in the year, you stop worrying about managing the 162 and you're just trying to get them healthy and ready to go for the stretch run, which is, you know, these last few months. I mean, what's done is done. And a lot of, you're right, they've had their fair share of injuries in the starting rotation. But now you're focused on August, September, and as long as you possibly can in October. And that means getting these guys set. So whatever issues they've had earlier in the season kind of become obsolete. If you can get those guys healthy, you know that the arms are good enough to advance you in the playoffs. You know the offense is good enough to advance you in the playoffs. So if I'm Houston, if I'm the fans, that's where my focus is starting to get these guys healthy and pitching more frequently down the stretch now, because, you know, most of the season, more than half of the season is already gone. We're moving into the 105, 106 game range here. That should be the focus, is getting these guys ready to go, because they're going to be – the starting rotation is going to need to pitch well and be healthy, more importantly, in order for this Astros team to go as far as I think they believe they can go.
You're just jumping in. We're talking to our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. And, Tony, listen, you said their offense is fine, but there are some people around here who question – or are nervous about Miles Straw in center field. And there have been some rumblings, potentially maybe they were looking there. I know they were linked to Starling Marte, who then eventually went to the A's. Do you think that is a move that James Click should look at, maybe replacing center field or upgrading center field, or do you see pitching just being where he would look?
I think the folks that are worried about Straw in center field are being greedy,
That's what.
I think. I mean, this offense is – as good with or without Straw. You can plug whoever you want to plug in at center field. This offense is legit. I mean, and you're still, you know, finding a way to work Bregman back into the situation. This team puts up a bunch of runs night in, night out, and it really doesn't – and listen, it doesn't matter who they have in center field, I don't believe. I think their offense is plenty enough. I think it's deep enough to where if the guys who are in the lineup, you know, the big dogs, Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, Correa, if those guys are in there, and I don't want to forget Tucker, if those guys are doing what they're supposed to do, it doesn't really matter who you have there. As long as they can play D, they'll be fine.
All right, Tony, before we get out of here, I need you to break this news for me. I'm seeing reports. Is Max Scherzer coming to San Diego? Is he going to be the next pitcher for the Padres?
Listen, I've been hearing things, I mean, as early as this morning, that is looking more and more like it. But, you know, in today's age, you never know exactly what to believe. But I have heard that. That was this morning before it started being, you know, put out there and tweeted and printed. But I haven't got a firm yes on it yet. But it certainly is shaping up that way at this point.
A lot of going on.
He knows something.
I think you
See,
know.
Tony
I think
knows
you
something.
Know something.
Tony knows something, man. Damn it, come on now.
Hey. By the way, T, if we're gonna be fam and all, we done broke plenty of bread. Well, I mean, Tony Gwynn Jr. Can't be what you've gone by your entire life.
Ooh, that's
what
right.
Nickname is it that stuck with you over time?
Little T or Antony are two of the nicknames I hear frequently.
See, I thought he said Clint guessed
Come
and
on.
Said it would be Little T.
Come
but
on,
it was right.
Little
hey.
T. I thought it was Junior. I just figured you would be called Junior.
Little
up.
T. Little T. I'm
funny.
The damn champ around
hold
here
on,
with hey, nicknames.
Hold on. It sounds like he's got something to say. Hold on. It
sounds
like
the damn champ around
shut
here.
Up, Clint. It sounds like he's got something to say. Come on, Junior. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say that around my house, I was called Little T. Around Qualcomm and Petco, I was called Junior. So fam calls me Little T. That's the one I tend to go by most of the time.
That wins.
Come on. Man. Come on.
I get a bronze medal.
You know how proud I am to have your pops on my wall growing up now. It's game over, man. Come on, man. All right. Hey, look, T, call me Dirty Red from now on, baby. Just call me Dirty Red. Ain't no big deal.
Dirty Red it is. Dirty Red.
Damn, man. I was for sure on that one. All right, Tony, man, thanks for joining us, and thank you for not just being straight with us and letting us know that Max Scherzer is going to be a San Diego Padre. I don't know why you're doing it. Tell my guy Eric Hosmer I said what's up. That's my guy. But appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to hearing you next week.
All right, fellas,
take care. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.